ballpark. Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, sometimes called Soldier Field or War Memorial Stadium. Baseball begins in the spring, the season of new life. Football begins in the fall when everything is dying. In football, you wear a helmet.
In baseball, you wear a cap.
Football is concerned with downs. What down is it?
Baseball is concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. He's up.
In football, you receive a penalty.
In baseball, you make an error. Whoops.
Football has hitting, clipping, spearing, blocking, piling on, late hitting, unnecessary roughness, and personal fouls.
Baseball has the sacrifice.
Football is played in any kind of weather. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, mud. Can't read the numbers on the field, can't read the yard markers, can't read the players' numbers. The struggle will continue.
In baseball, if it rains, we don't come out to play.
In football, the object is for the quarterback, otherwise known as the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy, in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line. In baseball, the object is to go home and to be safe. I hope I'll be safe at home. Safe at home.
I have a reading assignment for you, friends. I'd like you to go to getlasik.me, getlasik.me. That's the website for Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. And I would like you to read the testimonials that people have posted there about the result that they've experienced with LASIK. Got two of the best board-certified corneal specialists in the world there. But what happens when minutes after this procedure is over and the world comes into crystal clear, high definition view again for the first time in many cases in decades for some, years for others, and sometimes the first time in a lifetime? This is the miracle that LASIK is. And as low as $749 per eye, this is certainly worth looking into. Doing away with glasses, contact lenses, all of that hassle, and you've got two of the best board-certified corneal specialists right here in Montgomery with Dr. Swan and Shin. Step one, though, for anybody interested is to be seen by a refractive surgery counselor. No charge for that, only takes a few minutes. This is a legacy practice that's been around since 1945, so they run a really tight ship there. They'll get you in and get you out, and if you are a candidate for LASIK, there's a number of financing options available to you. But take that first step. You either read the testimonials at getlasik.me and get into the idea, or just call 272-2020 and make your appointment today with Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK, 8131 Seton Place, across from Chappie's on Vaughn Road.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers is on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. At Heirloom Jewelers, you can buy, sell, or trade jewelry. And Troop Booth is the salesperson, the general manager, the owner. Troop Booth is everything at Heirloom Jewelers, which means you don't pay markup for salespeople and general managers and all that other stuff like you do at the other places. You want to buy, sell, or trade jewelry right here in the River Region? Go to Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, Saturday, 9 till noon. Heirloom Jewelers.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill is joining the growing field of Republican primary candidates competing for a chance to unseat Democratic Senator Doug Jones next year. Merrill announced his candidacy today in a press conference at the state capitol. He said Alabama needs a proven conservative in the Senate seat who will support President Trump on immigration, judicial appointments, and other issues. The 55-year-old Republican is also a former member of the state legislature. There is a new mural in the city of Troy. It was unveiled yesterday. The downtown mural pays tribute to the people and places who helped lay the foundation for the city. Troy University graduate Alex McClendon was chosen as an artist for the project. The search for new police and fire chiefs is now underway in Selma. City council members will vote on an interim police chief tonight. The council is also creating two search committees to help find permanent chiefs. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance that you will encounter one of those random storms roaming around. The chances are not great, but they're still there. The storms will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow and Thursday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the lower 90s, spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there. Many lucky communities will get one. A lot of towns will be skipped. Then, better rain chances start to filter in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as the storms will be in greater supply for the weekend. Still hot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ding, ticka, ding, ticka, ding, 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 ding. There he sits inside your local coffee shop, sporting a man bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A. On her Instagram with the quote that's inspirational, hopes to change the world while wearing yoga pants, armed with her dreams and knowledge of essential oils. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A.
Doom, doom, doom. Welcome back to Happy Hour, folks. Please, please pray for millennials. Pray for the boomers. Pray for the greatest generation that are still among us. But please, please say an extra prayer for those even younger than the millennials. Say a prayer. What are they calling them? Generation Z. You know, the morons currently in college. And for all the intelligence it takes to get into a place, say, like Harvard, which it does to a certain degree, unless you got that legacy in, or you paid off somebody, you know, to falsify your records, it really does take some intelligence to get into Harvard. And I want to bring up a name, Ronald Sullivan. He's a longtime Harvard law professor. He's been the faculty dean of the Winthrop House for, I believe, a decade. Why is his name important? Well, he was recently removed as being the faculty dean of the Winthrop House after student activists complained. Because the man is an attorney, they've complained that he's representing a certain someone, and that just makes us feel unsafe. Now, this guy has a storied career. A critically acclaimed career, if I could use it. His career like a movie. He's been decorated with all sorts of awards, and he's been a great dean, by all accounts, for the most part. And some of the people he has represented over the years have been a bit controversial. He's represented accused murderers and even terrorists. He's also represented victims of sexual assault and rape. He's represented all sorts of people, but now student activists at Harvard have decided Mr. Ronald Sullivan has gone too far after he decided to represent Harvey Weinstein. And now, because he is representing Harvey Weinstein, student activists are claiming it's made the campus an unsafe place for women. So Sullivan responded in an op-ed for the New York Times, and he criticizes the students, rightfully so, for letting their feelings override reason, and the administration at Harvard for bowing to these emotional students' demands. Quote, "I'm willing to believe that some students felt unsafe, but feelings alone should not drive university policy. Administrators must help students distinguish between feelings that have a rational basis and those that do not. In my case, Harvard missed an opportunity to help students do that. I wish I could say that Harvard's response in these matters is unique in higher education. Unfortunately, many universities have failed in this regard of late. Unchecked emotion has replaced thoughtful reasoning on campus. Feelings are no longer subjected to evidence, analysis, or empirical defense. Angry demands rather than rigorous arguments now appear to guide university policy. This must change. Until then, universities are doing a profound disservice to those who place their trust in us to educate them." The op-ed really is worth reading in its entirety, especially if you've been following how kooky some of the campuses are getting. But this one paragraph here that I ended with, do you think it could apply to more than just college campuses? Because in a way, what are the kids doing? They're just mimicking, modeling the behavior they've seen in the adults they know and hopefully love. I remember when I was at college in Auburn. And it was my senior year, and I had to fill up my credits because this is what college has become. Oh, you got to have credits for certain things. You can't just go and, you know, pay the university thousands of dollars to study what you actually want to study. No, you still got to jump through hoops. Do I sound bitter? I don't mean to sound bitter. But anyway, I'm doing a class on community engagement. And one of the papers we have to read is this idea of what is the role of the university? Is the role of the university to help raise independent-minded, skilled adults who pursue their passions, pursue their talents, and are able to think critically on all sorts of sides of a given issue, political or cultural, whatever it is? Or is the role of the university to raise thoughtful, engaged citizens? To raise up civically minded voters and activists? You probably don't have to think too hard to guess where I came down on. Obviously, it would be the former for me. The role of a university should be to help foster those passions, those talents, and an independent critical mind of young men and women, and all those in between. Not to mold them into proper citizens who are better at signaling their virtues than actually embodying their virtues. But I think it goes beyond the campus. This last paragraph, indeed, goes beyond the campus. It says, unchecked emotion has replaced thoughtful reasoning on campus. Well, you could say unchecked emotion has replaced thoughtful reasoning in the daily news. Unchecked emotion has replaced thoughtful reasoning on Capitol Hill. Unchecked emotion has replaced thoughtful reasoning in the family. Unchecked emotion has replaced thoughtful reasoning in our country, at least in the public square. This is not to say there aren't people that are reasoning through what it is they believe and the best policies for their own personal life, for their family, for their city, their state, their nation, and their government. There are very thoughtful people, and we are lucky to have the freedoms to pursue wherever those thoughts may go. But we will not have that freedom if people continue to now fall back on emotion and say, if we have a majority, we don't even need a majority. If we just make enough noise and threaten enough sponsors and say, I don't feel comfortable, I don't feel safe, this person's harassing me with their ideas and their facts and their thoughts. Then how long do you think the freedom to actually have a thoughtful conversation will last? And the ugly reality I've had to wake up to is that even if you want to just remove yourself from the mob and their absurd mob entitled mentality, these censorious nitwits and nincompoops, even if you completely remove yourself from their conversations and their idiotic battles, what they do still influences the place you live in. So you can have one of the most, I had an incredible, thoughtful conversation. Young man, he was in my brother's groomsmen party a couple weeks ago. Went to Auburn University. He's now living in New York City, working for the New School of Design. And I have to admit, he's a Bernie Sanders fan. Were we at each other's throats? Were we trying to score points? And essentially with our words, punch each other in the gut? No, we were having a thoughtful discussion about history and economics and government. And we had several throughout the week. And I grew to really like the guy. So it's possible to have thoughtful conversations, but it's not just on college campuses where unchecked emotion has replaced thoughtful reasoning. It's not just on college campuses where feelings are no longer subject to the evidence, analysis, or empirical defense. Angry demands aren't just on college campuses. Angry demands, well, are in our society. And they seem to run things more than the thoughtful people who stand up for what they believe in a quiet but thorough way. This must change. We will not even know how to defend the very things that allow us to act like petulant children. It would be better if we acted like somewhat wise, enlightened adults doing the best we can. We're doing ourselves a disservice if we don't change our ways and we stop following the angriest bit of news, or the most emotional bit of news, or sticking it to the enemy or sticking it to the man. There is a way to regain some of the juice that got us to the dance in the first place. But right now, as I look at the impending debate coming up with the Democrats Wednesday and Thursday night, as I look at the back and forth in foreign relations, feelings are no longer subject to evidence. I think it goes to this idea that, yes, politics is downstream from culture. Andrew Breitbart said it. The politicians and the politics follows what people actually out there in the world, entrepreneurs, artists, thought leaders, are beginning. And then eventually the politics gets wise to what people in culture have been doing. But there's also a nasty thing that can happen, and it continues to happen day after day after day. When the Democratic little d, not just in the Democratic Party, but all political parties, when the Democratic mentality, the entitled brat mentality, that if I just scream enough, and I just demand it enough, and I threaten your advertisers, and I threaten your platform, that I'm going to get my way. And I don't ever have to have a conversation. It's absurd. And I'm a little heated up right now, but I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody who disagrees. We can't keep letting our feelings get the best of us. And we should have at least some of us that are trying to be a little wiser, a little better, a little smarter every day. We should be the model to those idiots at Harvard. It's a shame that this man, Ronald Sullivan, has been kicked out of his position just for doing what he does best, defending a controversial person, just as John Adams defended the British soldiers after the Boston Massacre. It's one of the foundations of our legal system. Even the most abhorrent, offensive person deserves a fair defense. Just as the most abhorrent, offensive speech deserves the freedom to be heard, even if we don't like it. And here's the other thing we should care about here. These kids won't be student activists for their entire lives. One day they'll become, you know, Democrat activists, Republican activists, activists of all different creeds and colors. And they'll take what they learned in college, and how they successfully took down the man who defended that terrible guy, Harvey Weinstein, which he does seem like a terrible guy, but he deserves a just defense. But they'll learn from this episode, and they'll carry it with them into their lives, into the boardroom, and into political offices and halls of power. And if this is our future, well, I don't know how much I want to be a part of it. But we shall see.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the Tuesday afternoon traffic, and we have a lot of traffic on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. We also are starting to see some traffic building up on the interstates. Everything's still up at a speed limit ride, but keep an eye on the traffic around you. If you're on the 31s, we don't have any issues this afternoon. We have an accident with injury in the 1100 block of Carter Hill Road. That is going to be near the Alabama State University ball field, so be careful in that area. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on right now through the end of the month. Reinhardt Toyota, open till 8 p.m. and open on Sunday. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
Welcome back to Happy Hour, folks. Welcome back. I'm filling in for Greg. This is Joey. He'll be gone all week. Long day, but it's a good day. Let's just say I'm lucky to have a job like this. There are a lot of reasons, but I get to talk to folks like Dana. Hey, Dana, how you doing today?
Good. Hot.
Yeah. Hot. That is one of the perks, another perk of the job. I'm stuck in this attic, and it's very, very cool up here.
Well, I'm a wildlife biologist, so I work out in the woods all day and in the field. It's rough this time of year.
Oh, is it feeling about like 100 out there?
Oh, it's horrible. We're doing some research stuff, and I'm in the woods all day, every day, and after a while, it can even hurt on people who live in the South their entire life. But
The
reason I called is y'all talked about this whole, the expense of college and everything.
Mm.
And I got my degree in wildlife science from Auburn University years and years and years ago when we were on the quarter system. But I work with a lot of students who go to college, in college now. And college could be a lot more affordable if you didn't make these students take a bunch of useless classes.
Yep.
Right now, when I was at Auburn, we had to take entomology, ichthyology, ornithology, herpetology, mammalogy. We had to take all those. We didn't have a bunch of useless courses. The students now don't take all of those. They take Great Books 1, Great Books 2, History 1, History 2. We all had to take 3 chemistries, which I've never used. We had to take, they take algebra, trigonometry, and calculus. They have to take a sociology, a psychology course. They have to either take art history or music appreciation. Bottom line, there's about 20, the first 2 years of college is a massive waste for someone who knows what they want to do.
Amen to that. That's my experience, exactly.
Well, if you took off, right now, I looked at the curriculum of some of the students I deal with, and their first 2 years is a massive waste of time. I mean, if you've taken history up to your senior year in high school, nothing's changed. So why are we making them take history again? That's an expensive course.
It is.
And we took Great Books 1 and Great Books 2. I couldn't remember what the Iliad was about. I mean, they make you read all this stuff, and these are very liberal professors that you're taking, but you're forced to take these useless classes that if you've made it to that level, why don't you just start them at what they want to do, like a trade school? A trade school, the reason it's so good is because you're putting a person immediately into what they want to do. They're not making trade school people take Great Books 1 and Great Books 2.
Right.
They're putting them straight in, so they could have put me straight into all my zoology class, all my wildlife habitat management class. I'd already made it to that point in life. I didn't need to take history again.
That was exactly my experience. I luckily AP'd. I took AP history, and so I didn't have to take any of the history classes at Auburn. I AP'd pretty much out of all the English classes. I had to take one, and the professor's like, what the hell are you doing in here? I'm like, yeah, I guess the AP test didn't give me a 5.
Well, I went like 1 year at AUM, and the ironic thing is when I went to Auburn, Auburn said, well, a couple of your AUM classes aren't going to transfer here. And I went, look, it's an affiliate of you.
Yeah.
How is this?
Well, and you're right. It's like if you're going to a high school or a preparatory school, you're supposed to be preparing for college. And it goes back to this idea the universities see themselves as forming well-rounded citizens and worldly people. And, I'm not against the idea of a liberal arts education. I think it's good to know your history, good to know, your literature, good to know a lot about where the West came from. But that should be, done in high school. And that's very much available at very cheap costs
all over the internet. There's amazing online courses. And I had a rude awakening, Dana. I thought that when I was there, I'm now at Auburn, I get to study what I'm really passionate about. It was kind of a mix of philosophy and politics. And it took me, to your point, 2 years before I could actually take the classes I wanted.
And if you wanted to take an extra history class, there's things called electives.
Yeah.
You can use that as an elective, so you could knock college down to a quote-unquote two-year degree and just go to what you need to do. I mean, I've got pretty much a minor in botany and a minor in forestry for all the classes. When I was on the quarter system, this was, you know, 1990, 94, that time. Now, the other thing that I was thinking about, if they ever said college is paid for, all right, well, government's going to pay for college, meaning, you know, I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah.
My wife and I are going to pay for it, someone else. And I didn't, I'm not fortunate. My parents were very good financial people, so they paid for my entire college. I didn't have a student loan or anything.
Likewise.
But my parents, and they weren't rich. I mean, they were a school teacher and dad was in the Air Force. They were just financially smart.
Yeah.
But if they said college is free, you know what's going to happen or what I think would happen? The administration of all these colleges is going to go, well, if college is free, let's go ahead and make these students take like 10 more classes before they can graduate.
Absolutely. And
because
I think
it's not going to be free. I mean, we're all going to pay for it, but why wouldn't a university go, oh, geez, it's all free now for the student. Let's make them take three more art history classes, because not a lot of people made what I heard when I was in Auburn is the reason we have to take a lot of those is because there's a lot of teachers and grad students over there. No one wants to take art history unless you're an art history major. And there's like six of them at the university, but it makes a whole bunch of students take the class to pay the professor. That's what we were told by some other professors.
Well, and I think the college system in some ways is antiquated, outdated, and I would love to see some way to open it up a bit. Too often, I felt like I was serving what the university wanted and they weren't serving me. Now, I had some great classes and professors at Auburn, don't get me wrong, but I've been telling young people, unless you're going to, you know, law school or you're becoming, you know, a pharmacist, a doctor, certain professions, engineer, architect, these sorts of things, college will serve you well. But if you are don't really know what you want to do and you're just looking for the experience, there's all sorts of programs that'll set you up with apprenticeships, or just go get a job, join a trade school. You'll make more money, you'll probably be a lot happier, and there's always time to learn about the things you're interested in.
Well, that's to have my job, I had to have a wildlife biology degree. There's no way around it.
Right.
I had to go that route. But I work right now with high school students who can work with me and see if they like my field. I've got some that love my field. They said, that's what I want to do. Others go, I don't know if I want to be in this hot sun all day. Because I'm more of a field biologist than a research biologist.
Okay.
So we call them white coders, the research biologists. They don't get their hands dirty. I get the hands dirty.
So you're actually out there. You're finding new specimens.
We do a lot of research with the agency I'm with. So the white coders, and we got some out of Colorado. I work with a lot of them, but they say, Dana, we need this stuff right here.
Yeah, this sample so we can test it
for
certain things.
Dana, you go get the samples. You take care of this. You do that. And you bring the information, this is the protocol. You bring that information to us, and then they do the, you know, all the cool stuff and get their names in an article in the Journal of Wildlife Management. But little Dana's in the background, I'm in the woods, crawling around my hands and knees, running transects through the woods, trying to get what they need, because the research people and the field biologists, we're just different people. You know, I'm not an office guy, but I just wanted to go on so that this whole college could be a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
If the colleges just got the students into what they want to do and quit making them take useless classes.
Well, and I think whatever happens with the student debt issue, which is a major issue, there will be a day of reckoning for a lot of these public universities, private universities. The same amount of money, I don't think, will be coming in that they expected. Let's just say it's maybe a bubble. And another terrible effect is if you make college free, employers will find new ways of sifting through who's the most qualified. If everybody's got the credentials, the college degree, they're going to have to find new ways to figure out, you know, who's exactly the best fit for the job. And nobody has ever asked me, in all the jobs I, you know, applied for after college, nobody asked me for a degree. They never asked me, hey, do you have that bachelor's of science, that BS in politics, Joey?
No one ever asked me where I got my wildlife degree. I could have gone to LSU, Mississippi State, Georgia, Auburn. I mean, there's a lot of wildlife schools out there.
Well, it's a situation that needs to be addressed, and I'm not an educator or anything like that, and I'm sure I could find out more from professors and administrators, all sorts of folks, about all the issues. But I think you and I are on the same page about something needs to be done. Way too expensive, and there is a lot of fluff in the system.
Yeah, there's a lot of paying professors only because we're forced to go to the class. I mean, really forced. Yep. You know, if you don't take your great books one, you're not going to get your degree. So I'll let you go. I'm about to get back on the road. Can't talk and drive at the same time. So I enjoyed it. I'll listen. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it, Dana. Well, folks, that was a great call. Great call, and we're going to hit this break. Coming back, it looks like we actually have some company here in the studio.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can get.
Folks, Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you may commence with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Budell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus four nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
At Aaron's, we believe good people are all around us. In fact, you hear it on the news all the time.
Window washers dressed as superheroes spread joy at a children's hospital.
That's why Aaron's approves good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? That's fine. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want hundreds of options from top brands? Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and our traffic is busy this afternoon, but everything looks manageable. The interstates are back up to a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems there. If you're on the boulevard, it's pretty crowded. Watch yourself around the major intersections. And if you're headed out of town on the 31s, everything looks great. There's a little bit of a crowd around the Wetumpka area as you head up by the Redland Road traffic light, so be careful there. Police are still working an accident with injury on Carter Hill Road right near Alabama State University, so please be careful. Make room for them to do their job. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With
With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip a Mouth with Farts, and I approve this message.
Well, welcome back to Happy Hour. I just wanted to introduce my in-studio guest here. Some of you might know him as 84. I like to call him Southern Wood. Some call him even Dr. Wood, but that's a whole other type of medical practice. Some might even know him as Clay the Hammer Sharp. How you doing, Clay?
Nice.
How you doing?
Nice.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to go too over the top with it. It's not, you know, the Joey Clark Radio Hour or anything.
That's good.
You doing all right? You've been working a lot?
Yeah. It kind of gets busy when it gets hot.
It's the season for heating and air guy.
I love that last call, and we were talking off air about it, and it's I think the best point he made is it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
When he said great books, I graduated from Hooper Academy in 1991, started in the fall of 91 at Auburn.
Yeah.
And that was one of the core classes that we had to take. I'm in microbiology. Now, what a flipping book has got to do with microbiology?
Right.
I've got no clue. And the thing that really, I mean, it started changing my perspective on schooling and things like that is we had to read The Odyssey was one of the books.
Great book.
And I love The Odyssey.
It's a good book.
And I know the story just from knowing the entire story. But our assignment was to write an essay on The Odyssey. And so I sat down and I thought, I didn't think about writing an actual essay on the
complete story
of the tome. I know big words. I said, what does the professor want to hear?
Mm-hmm.
And he was this, I mean, he was this very effeminate English teacher.
Sure.
Or GTA, actually. He wasn't even, hadn't even graduated yet. And I said, he likes women. And so let me see how I can write an essay about women. And so I took it and
where Odysseus comes back, has to prove to his wife that it's him.
I went through the woman's perspective.
Yeah.
And said, and I wrote a 1,000-word essay on how his wife felt while he was off doing all his fighting and everything.
That's a good angle.
A.
Yeah, there you go. I loved essays.
Oh, it was.
I would always get an A with an essay. I'm good. I'm a good BSer.
It was. That's exactly right. It was 100% BS.
Yep.
That's what it was.
Well, that's part of the thing, is like they want you to just think outside the box a little bit. And that's actually the stuff I enjoyed at Auburn. The problem is when a great books class, you know, costs $50, that's one thing. But now when it costs $350, $700 and you're required to take it, it's like, wait, who's serving whom here?
See, and that's what's crazy. And that's another thing we talked about. I mean,
let's hold off because we got to hit this break. I just wanted to tell folks you're here.
We can get into this. We got a whole
Come on, Joey.
We got a whole hour 15 minutes, baby.
We'll be back, folks. You're listening to Happy Hour.
Right,
Joey
brother,
Clark
brother.
And Clay Sharp here in the house. Brother, we'll be right back.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill is joining the growing field of Republican primary candidates competing for a chance to unseat Democratic Senator Doug Jones next year. Merrill announced his candidacy today in a press conference at the state capitol. He said Alabama needs a proven conservative in the Senate seat who will support President Trump on immigration, judicial appointments, and other issues. The 55-year-old Republican is also a former member of the state legislature. The search for new police and fire chief in Selma is now underway. City council members will vote on an interim police chief tonight. The council is also creating 2 search committees to help find permanent chiefs. And there is a new mural in the city of Troy. The downtown mural pays tribute to the people and places that help lay the foundation for the city. Troy University graduate Alex McClendon was chosen as the artist for the project. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance that you will encounter one of those random storms roaming around. The chances are not great, but they're still there. The storms will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow and Thursday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the lower 90s, spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there. Many lucky communities will get one. A lot of towns will be skipped. Then, better rain chances start to filter in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as the storms will be in greater supply for the weekend. Still hot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From the Fox Business Network. No independents on the road this Independence Day, as AAA says a record 48.9 million Americans will travel for the 4th of July holiday next week, most of them expected to be behind the wheel. Consumer confidence dropping this month, lowest levels since September of 2017. The report, which was done by the Conference Board, blames the battle over trade and tariffs for the drop. Trade worries partly to blame for a big sell-off on Wall Street Tuesday. Investors also concerned about tensions with Iran and the direction of interest rates. Home prices still rising, not as much as they used to be, though, as S&P CoreLogic Case Shiller says prices in the top 20 U.S. cities grew 2.5% in April from the same time a year ago, slowest annual pace of growth since August of 2012. And new home sales took a tumble in May, falling by nearly 8%, the biggest hits coming in high-priced markets in the Northeast and out West. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Polygrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Polygrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
Oh, welcome back, folks. You're listening to Happy Hour. Just a quick segment here before the top of the hour. We're packed with ads, baby. It's a good sign. We are an advertising company. We like to inform and entertain folks. Just
that,
a bit.
That means lots of people like to listen to us.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm sure they're just loving it today. I want to go circle back. We've been talking about the college experience, how things have changed. But in particular, I took from this guy, Ronald Sullivan. He was just removed from Harvard for the terrible crime of representing Harvey Weinstein. It made the student activists there not feel safe. You know, when he represented murderers and terrorists, like, oh, that's fine. Ronald's great. But you represented Harvey? I just don't feel safe. And he makes the point of when feelings overtake thoughtful analysis on college campuses, we're in trouble. But my thought is it seems like that's beyond just the college campus, especially when you look at politics and how we talk about politics. I'm not hearing like William F. Buckley Jr. debating Gore Vidal. I'm hearing like, you're dumb.
No, well, you're scaring the children.
Like, it's just like the bottom of the barrel stuff presented by people who are very clever and intelligent. But they're sort of just playing into the mob emotions.
You know, I think that the more that we are taught, the more intelligent that we get, the more instruction we get, the more we can be influenced by the people that are teaching us.
Oh, yeah.
And what they're saying gets inside us.
Yeah, you become inculcated in a certain...
One of my daughters said something about plastic straws and...
Mm-hmm. And saving the planet?
The turtles.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's a terrible video out there where they are removing from a sea tortoise like a big plastic straw.
It's, like one.
Yeah.
One turtle. Okay.
Right.
And the Earth will live without one turtle.
Yeah.
If he happened to, well, he was a moron, shouldn't have got the straw.
So the plastic straw in the ocean's a test, as far as you're concerned.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, that's and it's weird that you say that because I mean that is what we have come full circle from survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's Darwin's deal.
Well, now, some people think we're like
survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
And we've gone all the way around to don't put plastic on the ground because a turtle might kill itself, from the strongest and smartest survive. And it's the same thing in all kind of industries, even the electrical industry.
Right.
I mean, we have to paint and tape and identify colors that this is a hot wire, this is a ground wire. Survival of the fittest,
right.
Bud. I mean, if you can't tell the difference, when you take a light fixture out to put a new one in and you get shocked and it kills you, hey, you're a dumbass. You don't need to be on the planet anymore.
Right. I mean, you really do end up, like, you know, separating the wheat from the chaff in a way. And it's blunt. It might be even callous to some people's ears, but I think there's some truth to that. And but here's the thing. As I've grown older, and I hope I've gotten a bit out of my sophomoric phase, trying to get close to something approximating wisdom, I've realized that, okay, a turtle with the straw in its nose, or the general problem of pollution in the ocean, which is actually coming mostly from Asia, not the United States. We've gotten pretty good at stopping that, not dumping into our oceans. That's a problem. It is.
Sure.
But as you get older, you realize, man, there are a lot of problems. And now we need to prioritize all the problems. And yeah, you're suffering. You don't feel safe. Your feelings are hurt. Well, people's feelings are hurt on a daily basis. People are suffering in ways you know and don't know. All sorts of different ways, to different degrees. And if you start to kind of step back and go, man, the world is complicated, full of suffering, full of a lot of problems, instead of just falling for the latest fad we must be concerned with, it's just what these student activists did. The big concern is sexual assault in the Me Too movement, and this guy's representing Harvey Weinstein. We didn't care when he represented a terrorist or an accused murderer, because, you know, murder and terrorism aren't the hot-button issues. Sexual assault is a hot button issue, so we got to take this guy out. It kind of puts blinders on you to the. You're almost like being the moral police for the latest fad and moral outrage, rather than taking a big view of, okay, let's be measured and balanced here. Maybe there's something to the idea of even the worst people, like a Harvey Weinstein, which I'm not going to defend publicly, I'm not his lawyer, deserve a defense in court. They do. And it can lead to a thoughtful conversation instead of like, no, kick this guy out. And I think it just, it stunts your growth on actually understanding how complicated the world is, morally speaking, and in terms of practical problems. And so instead of really taking the long view, we're going to the latest fad and problem we got to solve and not thinking things through. But, oh, right, Lord, we got to hit this break. Running a little behind this hour, but it's been a good hour. Listen to Happy Hour, Joey Clark sitting in for Greg Budell alongside me now for the rest of the show. Clay the Hammer Sharp. Southern Wood, as I like to call them these days. We'll be right back, folks.
One of the best investments you can make in your home, and to guarantee the comfort of you and your family, or to make sure you've got hot water when you need it, is a Clark's Club membership. For $159, you've got two annual tune-ups to your central comfort system. Before the weather gets cold, then come back in the spring and make sure you're ready for the long streak of hot weather ahead and that the system is running efficiently. If you need a repair, that AC unit should last 20 or more years. But the only way it's going to get it is if you give it TLC. And for me, that's the love of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Everybody on the Clark's team is thoroughly background checked, and they're drug tested on an ongoing basis, so there's never doubt about who's in your home. But you'll see what I mean the first time you have contact with them. Their plumbers are top-notch, too. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's, 277-2125, 277-2125. They'll ask, how can we make you smile today? Ask about a Clark's Club membership or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Montgomery Skywatch cruising through your Tuesday afternoon traffic, and the boulevard looks pretty good this afternoon. It's very crowded around the Troy.